95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Thanks for joining me again this Sunday. So last Saturday, we had our second annual Her Story luncheon. It was at the Arts Ballroom right at 13th and Locust. What a beautiful room. And our featured special guest was Rachel Ray. I sat down and had a special Her Story interview with Rachel. It was wonderful, which will air at a later date. We'll keep you updated on that. It was a wonderful event, and I just want to thank everybody who came out, including Univest Bank, who gave away the Univest Community of Caring Award to a woman named Emily Kramer Golinkoff, who founded Emily's Entourage. I actually had Emily on the show a few months ago. You can go to 957benfm.com to podcast her interview. But here today from Univest Bank is the Executive Vice President of Consumer Services, Dana Brown. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So are you local? Are you from the Philadelphia area?
I am, born and raised in Philadelphia. I went to Jenks School in Chestnut Hill. I grew up in Germantown. I went to Germantown High School that has sadly closed now. And I attended Temple University, so all local.
Oh, you're a Temple grad.
I am.
Tell me exactly what your responsibilities are as the Vice President of Consumer Services.
Actually, it's overseeing consumer services in general, which is our 38 financial centers. I do a little bit of everything, though. My day just sort of depends. A lot of time spent strategically planning how to deliver exceptional service. How do we continue doing that? Looking at products. I work with every department in the bank. And then sometimes I'm out visiting branches, working with the tellers, working with the managers.
You do a little bit of everything.
I do a little bit of everything, yes.
And how did you get to where you are today? Where did you start? How did you know that this was the route you wanted to take for your career?
I always laugh when people ask me this. Banking chose me. I did not choose banking. I was out of high school, the summer out of high school. I stopped up in Chestnut Hill, actually, and bought a Chestnut Hill local newspaper. And there was an ad in there. This was back in 1986. There was an ad for a clerk at a bank. I applied. I actually called from a phone booth. They told me to walk over to get a paper application. I walked in with a T-shirt and shorts. The president interviewed me. I got on the bus. I went home. I walked in the door. And my mother said, someone called you and you start Monday. And I stayed there for 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was it. And I was starting Temple. My major was criminal justice. I did complete that degree, but I ended up staying in banking.
All started in the T-shirt and shorts.
That was it. That was it. True story.
So I know that you're involved in the community. You serve as a board member for the AIDS Fund and the St. James School.
Correct.
But Univest also gives back to the community. Actually, this past Saturday, we had the Her Story Luncheon, and we gave away the Univest Community of Caring Award to a young lady named Emily Kramer Golinkoff, who runs Emily's Entourage. So Univest, obviously, also giving back to the community.
Absolutely. We're local. So our financial centers, the communities we serve within our financial centers, we are very vested. 50% of our philanthropic giving goes to education. We do a variety of things within a community. I like to say is our feet on the street, whether it's some of the really small nonprofits who just need someone to sort of clean up a park, to sponsor an event. So we're all over. We're very vested in the community.
And what are some of the products and services that Univest Bank is known for?
Full service banking, our traditional deposit accounts, but we also do investment and insurance, and a lot of people don't know that about Univest. So even though we may not be as large as some of our competitors, because we're local, we have local decision making, we offer a wide variety of products and services, similar to most institutions, but I like to say with a community feel, and we serve it up with some love.
And this year, Univest is celebrating its 142nd year in existence.
Absolutely. I have not been here that long. But yes, we are June 12th. And it really just speaks to our longevity, how stable we are. We started in Souderton and our headquarters is still in Souderton. So it's really a great story.
By the way, I love your glasses.
Thank you.
They are gold sparkle glasses and I can't stop staring at them. I love them.
Thank you.
Tell me about Univest's connection to the Spruce Street Harbor Park.
We are key sponsors for Spruce Street Harbor Park, down where, when I grew up, it was called Penn's Landing. The kickoff, for the season kickoff, it's Mother's Day weekend. I believe it's May, starts on May 9th. We do a wide variety of activities. Sometimes we just have a table and we're just talking to people. We do other sponsorships and partner with some of our nonprofits to hold events down there. It's just a great space in the city. It's a great place to be, great place for families.
It's such a fun place down there.
It is.
You guys are the sponsor for that.
We do. We sponsor all summer. You'll see the Univest logo all over the place, but you'll see our team members out from all lines of business greeting people. And we do some fun things on the weekend. You know, we have a wheel. People can win prizes. Just a variety of really fun things.
Before you go, this is a question that I ask all of my Her Story guests. If you could give the women listening today one bit of advice, what would it be? And it can be anything from the banking field to just any advice that you might have.
I think the best piece of advice I've ever received was to do you. Be yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin. Every day I strive to be the best day, and I'm not trying to be anyone else. And I had a gentleman that I reported to years ago where I think he saw that I was trying way too hard to acclimate and to be like others. And he kind of sat me down and said, you know what, just be the best you. And I've carried that. And I tell people that all the time, just be the best you and you'll be successful.
Dana, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about Univest, you can check them out online, univest.net.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Today's guest is the owner of one of the most fashionable boutiques in Philadelphia, but her journey started oceans away. What does that mean? Well, let's find out. Please welcome the owner of Shop 65, Linda LaRosa. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So your journey started oceans away. That's what your bio said. What exactly does that mean?
I started loving fashion when I was really young. My walls were basically covered with every single fashion model and magazine that you could possibly imagine. So I've always been really interested in that. But when I was about 20, I started working for a store in Bucks County. And
it was
called Zoli. Okay. And it was extremely fashionable, extremely high end, very cutting edge in the days when it was, I don't want to date myself or say my age, but it was in the 80s when it was very, very fashionable to be new wave and cutting edge.
Sure.
And, you know, MTV had just come out and I was, you know, just out of high school and I wanted to be a part of all this amazing fashion that was happening.
Was it in New Hope?
It was.
I remember it.
Yes, it was amazing. And everybody thought it was like the coolest place to go. And, you know, I'd go there every summer and apply for a job and they'd always turn me away. They'd be like, you're too young, you're too young. And then when I got old enough, they finally accepted my application and I started working there. A few years later, I was back and forth to New York and taking voice lessons and acting lessons because that's originally what I wanted to do with my life. I was in New York and the owners asked me to come back to New Hope to run their store because they had had an offer to open a nightclub in Europe. So they had this offer to take over this lease of this building in Prague. So I came back and I ran the store for a couple of years and I got a really good insight into what it would be like to actually run your own business. In the meantime, they were building their club and they asked me to come over and visit. And I ended up falling in love with Prague and also falling in love with a man. And so I ended up giving them the bad news that I was actually going to leave Zoli and move to Prague to be with this man and try a new lifestyle.
So you lived in Prague.
So I moved to Prague. And when I was at Zoli, we did a lot of fashion shows. We did a lot of fundraising events and fashion shows to kind of support our community there. I was responsible for casting and producing and styling fashion shows that we did in New Hope. So when I moved to Prague, my friend said to me, you know, you should really think about doing a fashion show here. So I did just that. I dug a little bit deeper and I managed to find some local designers who were very, very excited to meet me and I asked them if they would put together a little collection for me so that I could feature them in a fashion show. We put together this fashion show and that night the editor-in-chief of Elle magazine was there. And the next day I got a phone call on my cell. And she was like, I was wondering if you'd like to be a fashion editor for my magazine because your insight and what you did was so unbelievable. And no one has done that here.
And how old were you at this point?
I was 25. So I went into, I had no idea what a fashion editor even meant at the time. I just went in and I met with her and she was so impressed by my inspiration and I have this kind of personality that's very inquisitive and I want to know what's going to happen next. And I have a lot of intuition as to what's going to happen and what people want in the fashion business. So I became a fashion editor at Elle magazine at 25 And as I said, I didn't know what I was doing. And I always tell the girls that work for me who are in their 20s, fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was thrown into this editorial shoot. And the photographer just like took me by the hand and he was like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you what to do. You know, I had pulled all the clothes for it and I had come up with the theme for the shoot. We casted the models and everything together. But other than that, I really didn't know really what to do. It just kind of snowballed. And gradually I became the fashion director at Harper's Bazaar in Prague.
Okay, wait, couple questions.
Yeah.
Are you still with the man?
I am not still with the man, but I have a daughter who is amazing.
From that man. Okay, all right.
And yes, no regrets.
And do you still do fashion shows today?
I do not do fashion shows anymore. So what happened was I ended up staying there for 5 years and doing, aside from, I didn't do so many fashion shows after that because there was a lot of editorial content that I was responsible for overseeing and also for producing myself. So we ended up going on a lot of photo shoots and going to Milan and to New York for Fashion Week and doing fashion reporting and things like that. So it kind of took up a lot of my time. My ex, he's a DJ. So we were kind of both in this fabulous world in Prague where he was this very famous DJ and I'd become this famous fashion editor. And we were kind of like, what should we do next? And at the time I had met Sheryl Crow, who was over there touring with NXS, and we started talking and she said, I want to see your book. I want to see what kind of photo shoots you do and what kind of styling you do. So the next day, she was playing 2 days in a row, and I brought her my book, and she brought me backstage. She introduced me to her band. She said, like, this is going to be my next stylist. I'm in love. Like, I love her. She's amazing. She has so much incredible style that I want to, you know, be dressed by her. So she gave me a lot of inspiration, and I spoke with my boyfriend at the time. And I said, you know, I think we should move to New York. I have a really incredible book at this time. And, you know, you have an incredible following as a DJ. And he started producing music and getting a lot of notoriety. So we decided to move to New York City. And that's when I became a freelance stylist.
So did you work with Sheryl Crow?
I never ended up working with her. I worked with some pretty amazing celebrities like Portia de Rossi and Mary Louise Parker, who was in Weeds, and John Leguizamo, like some great, great people.
Styling them?
Yes, styling them.
For events?
For some for events, for like the Jay Leno show or red carpet. Sometimes I styled them for InStyle magazine or Entertainment Weekly. That was quite a whirlwind living in New York City and going to all those fashion shows and being on the list to get like front row seats to all these fashion shows because I worked with celebrities. So that was really, really fun. So my agent had lined me up for this interview to be on a show called What Not to Wear.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, and then my very good friend Nick Arojo went, and then my very good friend Carmendy went. And we all went for the audition, and as you know, as history would tell you, Nick got the spot as the hair guy, and Carmen, you got the spot as the makeup artist, and I did not get cast as the stylist. So at that point, I was like, okay, so my life could really turn into something where I would become, you know, a celebrity stylist. It was kind of like on the trajectory to go towards that, speaking with my husband at the time, and he's like, you know, do we want to have a child? What's going to happen next? And I had to kind of come to a crossroads and make a decision whether I was going to be like, you know, the next Rachel Zoe kind of celebrity stylist and, you know, live that whole life, or if I was going to, you know, start a family. And I chose to have a family. So what ended up happening was I was talking to a friend of mine after 9/11 who was a yoga teacher, and she was very inspirational. And I spent a lot of time in her yoga studio and a lot of time reflecting on what had happened during 9/11 and what was going to happen in the future and where I wanted my life to go and spiritually and like emotionally what I wanted from life. So she was saying, you know, you've learned so much about fashion and about how women want to look. Why don't you bring that back to your hometown and open a store? And I thought, I don't know if I want to do that. I always wanted to do that. But then when it actually was in my lap, I was like, I'm not really sure. She said, you know what? Get a notebook. Cut out pictures. It almost like a vision board kind
of
thing. So I got this notebook. I cut out pictures. I put pictures in there of like my favorite stores and just like pictures of inspirational things that I had thought about. Any picture that I looked at in a magazine that I was like, oh, that looks good. That looks like what I want my store to look like. And then all of a sudden, everything started happening. We signed a lease within like a few days.
And that was in Doylestown in 2003.
Yes. And I was pregnant and it was perfect timing. So I decided to give up my apartment in New York and move to Doylestown to as my friend Cassandra said, share all my gifts with all the locals that I and the area where I grew up.
Is that location still there?
No, I've moved several times. I moved from a small location in Doylestown across from Jules Pizza. And then we had the opportunity to work with a really amazing architect named Ralph Fay, who helped us build our second location, which is West State Street. My husband at the time and I, we designed the space and we worked with Zavetta Builders. And
I know Zavetta's.
I love them. They're the best. And Flo Smirkanish was our real estate agent.
That's so funny.
She owns the building. So she and Richard Zavetta and I sat down. Like, this is our vision. This is what we want. We want to create this amazing shop in Doylestown like no one's ever seen before. We want to have a floor of denim. We want to have two denim bars. We want to have the best cocktail dresses that you can possibly get. And along with that, we just wanted to create a vibe. We wanted to have like really cool music and really cool atmosphere. And we wanted people to come in and say, like, you know, this what's happening today, you know, tell their stories about what they're doing. And I just love that community feeling. You know, we were just very immersed in like that community and getting to know the people that lived there and watching people with their children growing up in our store. It was just really inspiring. And at the same time, people were coming in and seeing my daughter grow up. You know, they saw her when she was a baby, and then they'd come back and she'd be two, and then she'd be three, and then she was all of a sudden she was 10, you know. So it was really nice just having that community and being able to have this incredible store, but also to meet all these incredible people along the way.
How long were you in Doylestown?
We were there 13 years. So about year 12, we decided to open a second location in Gladwin, which is where my sister used to live. So I moved to Philadelphia and I was running the Gladwin store, and I was walking by a store in Philly and it said sublease. And I said, well, maybe I should move the store to Philly. So I ended up subleasing this space on Walnut Street. And I thought, you know, are people going to start to think I'm crazy because I'm moving so much?
Well, it seems like you create a whole atmosphere. It's not just a store with clothes in it. Mm-hmm. And from what you're saying is, you know, take it all the way back to Doylestown when people were coming in watching your daughter grow. You were watching their children grow.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's just this whole community feeling that you're trying to give.
It is. We just get very, very close with our clients. It really is a community. And it's someone had come in and said, there's a space that's available on 17th and Sansom. And it's,
you were on the move again.
I was on the move again. Now I'm on 17th and Sansom, right next to Head Start Shoes and Luke's Lobster.
Okay, that's where your current
location
is. That's
where everyone knows it by.
It's how, like, long have you been there?
So we've been there a year and a half.
Are you still in the store every day?
I am.
You are?
I work like almost 7 days a week.
Well, that's probably why you're successful.
I know.
So tell me a little bit then about the store and what type of lines or what type of brands you carry.
So we carry brands that some of them can be found in your, you know, Neiman Marcus and Saks and Bergdorf's. But the way we buy our brands is a little bit more specific because we know our customer base. We try to pick the pieces that we feel would work in the city and also for the type of people that shop in our store. We're not just going to buy the whole entire line and generically stick it in our store. Like, what people always say to us is, your store is so well curated. A lot of times, and don't get me wrong, this does happen. Yesterday, a woman came in looking for a dress to wear to a wedding, and she ended up buying a fabulous ring. So it doesn't always work when someone goes.
That's like the story of my life. I didn't find a dress, but look at everything else I got.
Exactly. But we carry brands from Helmut Lang and Elizabeth and James and Michelle Mason, Alexis. We're very, still very, very well known for our denim. I've been referred to as the denim guru by Jen Fredericks.
Okay.
Because of my denim bars that I had in Doylestown, we got Best of Philly for the best denim bar. People used to come in our store. We had a 15-minute parking spot in front of our store in Doylestown. And women would park there and say, I'm in the 15-minute spot. I need two pairs of jeans. And we'd get them out, no ticket, on time.
In 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So let's go back to Bucks County for a second. Is that where you're from?
I am. I'm from Long Island originally, but I lived in
Bucks. Oh, where
in
Long Island?
Roslyn.
Okay. I'm from Merrick.
Oh, okay.
Only a short period of time and then moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah. So I grew up in Doylestown area.
In Doylestown. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite part of having a boutique and what you do for a living?
So I think that and I'm guilty of this too. I think women really have a tendency to kind of doubt their self-worth and their self-appearance. People come in every day and they're like, I feel fat, I feel this, I feel that. I feel like when they leave, they're so happy and they feel rejuvenated in a way because of the things that we've done to kind of help them put their appearance back together again. And not that it's like they looked bad when they came in. They look gorgeous when they come in. But then they're like, oh, you know, I just need a little something. And I feel like try to tackle it in this way. Like, you know, a lot of the people that come in my store don't need a thing. And they'll come in and someone will say, what are you looking for today? Or can I help you find something? They're like, I don't need a thing, you know? And that's true. We don't need anything. But to add 1 to 5 items every season that are going to just boost your wardrobe, I think that always makes me really happy when I give a woman the courage to kind of step out of their box a little bit. I do get a lot of texts from my customers. They send me pictures with their outfits that they put together from my store, and they'll say, this is what I wore last night. And I just love that. It just makes me so happy.
But it seems like you're there 7 days a week. So when people come in, you're kind of styling them. You're helping them, correct?
Oh, yeah. So it is definitely a big, big part of what we do. And yes, definitely, I get questions all the time, like, this is what I'm wearing tonight. What shoes should I put with it? The way you dress is basically your communication to the world, right? So when you're going somewhere, you want to make sure that you're dressed appropriately. One of the things that I love to do is put someone in the direction of buying a great jacket or a great coat, because you can throw that on over leggings and put on a pair of cool boots, and you can instantly look like you're put together.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
If you'd like to see more of Shop 65 or find out more about Linda, you can go to their Instagram account. It's at Shop 65, spelled all the way out, at Shop 65 on Instagram. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.